بلساني أفقه قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Actually, my brother, we should continue our hadith in the secret of As-Salah. Some of your brothers asked me these questions, and we need to review and find out where the truth is. One brother came to me and complained that one of the brothers found an imam and he doesn't like to pray behind him. And when he doesn't like to pray behind the imam, another brother, he told him, why you deny this image, salah for the imam? Because the brother answered him, that's because the brother, he making masih over the socks. And from time to time, inshallah ta'ala, we need to remind each other about where is the truth is. Question to us today, can any Muslim make masih on the socks, make masih on the khuf, and his wudu will be valid and his salah will be valid? As you know, if the wudu is not valid, the salah is not valid. Right, Ashikogar? If the salah, the wudu is not valid, the salah is not going to be valid. But my question to you, if I, as an imam leading the salah, go and make ablution, touch over my socks or my khuf, if this is a valid wudu and I deserve.
ثاني قولي, اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Actually, my brother, we should continue our hadith in the secret of As-Salah. Some of your brothers asked me these questions, and we need to review and find out where the truth is. One brother came to me and complained that one of the brothers found an imam and he doesn't like to pray behind him. And when he doesn't like to pray behind the imam, another brother, he told him, why you deny this image, salah for the imam? Because the brother answered him, that's because the brother, he making masih over the socks. And from time to time, inshallah ta'ala, we need to remind each other about where is the truth is. Question to us today, can any Muslim make masih on the socks, make masih on the khuf, and his wudu will be valid and his salah will be valid? As you know, if the wudu is not valid, the salah is not valid. Right, Ashikogar? If the salah, the wudu is not valid, the salah is not going to be valid. But my question to you, if I, as an imam leading the salah, go and make ablution, touch over my socks or my khuf, if this is a valid wudu and I deserve, I have right over you, if you see me, I'm leading the salah as a believer behind me, can you pray with me or not? That is the question, because the brother, he denied to sagi to perform the salah behind this imam who will lead the salah after the first jama'ah. First jama'ah is over and the brother, he doesn't like to pray or participate, and he tells somebody that the salah for the imam is not valid because he making masih over the socks. Before we do anything, we need to bring the book of Allah and remember the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to understand the fiqh, you must understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is the purpose of that. And then we bring evidence from the sunnah to give us witness of Al-Quran. There is no ijtihad with nas with the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, ayah number 6. And if you want to follow us, inshallah ta'ala, for more Quran, inshallah,
And you bring this ayah and you see exactly the hamza, where is the tashkil, the sign, that not sign, inshallah. They substitute the Quran and bring ayah number 5, 6 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Ayah number 6 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. And we'll find exactly what is the wudu is first before we go for this bargaining. If you need some more Quran, take and give it to the brother, inshallah ta'ala. It's very important to understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Arabic language, Fadl Sheikh. Give another one here for the Sheikh, inshallah. Another one for the Sheikh. Surah Ma'idah, ayah number 5. I just tried to type it here. Forgive me about my handwriting here. Maybe it's not perfect, but inshallah ta'ala, the purpose of that to understand. Four position make your wudu valid. Allah mentioned it in Surah Ma'idah. Four position, if you do this four position, your wudu is valid. Sunnah came to add, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam want you to add some actions for the wudu. Allah mentioned only four position in the Quran to make your wudu valid. What is the washing? Wash what? Wujuhakum, your face, and what? Wa aydiyakum. Aydiyakum by fathatu. Wujuhakum. Wa aydiyakum. Fatha. Both of them, you must exactly do it. Your face and what? And you remember when you wash your hands, what you have, you wash it up to what? Ila al-marafiq. To the elbow, up to the elbow. The elbow is the part of your hand. So may find myself when I enter the masjid and I am in rush to make wudu, boom, and you never reach the elbow. If you don't reach the elbow and you wash it to be include your hand, your wudu is not valid, because Allah, He made a condition. Huh? Wash exactly your face. And Allah, He told us how part of the face. Half, one quarter, third of the face. So who exactly explained it to us is that the Prophet ﷺ said you have to take wash. We're talking about wash now. You wash your face completely until the exactly behind of your ear. That is the wash which is the Prophet ﷺ teach us. If somebody came and break the water and make it like this, because we saw some people just to follow the hand, the two hand, and just drop it the face. You must clean your face completely, and you bring the water from behind. And when you come to the beer, for those brothers who has beer, they have to go and make their hands with it by water and go through the ear, the hair of your beer. That is exactly what we need. How many times? Allah, one, twice, three times, Allah did not tell us. So the Sunnah came and told you, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, even one time is valid. But the Prophet ﷺ wants you to make it three times. You got it, inshallah. But if I do it one time, my wudu will be valid or not? Yes, because the ayah here, Allah, He said, فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. In general, you must wash your face, and that is enough. But the Sunnah came to tell us how much part of your face you need to wash it and how many times. Clear it, alhamdulillah. So one is valid. Don't ever deny it. Because Allah, He said, the purpose here, wash your face. The Sunnah came and tell, wash it three times. But the Prophet ﷺ also explained it, even one time is valid. وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ, and your hand up to the elbow. Elbow is a part of your hand. You must wash it. Make a sure. Right? Allah, when He said here, وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ, wash your face and أَيْدِيَكُمْ. Can I start with the left one or the right hand? Right? Also, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me, وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ, it's mean, and your hands. But Allah did not tell me exactly which one first, right or left. So who explained it to you in detail to start with your right hand? The Sunnah. That's for those people who name themselves Quranic. They can give us explanation in this. Exactly, I'm going. If exactly the Quran, it will be you make interpretation and explanation of the Quran according your capability of knowledge, I could choose. Allah, He told me your hands, but He did not tell me exactly right hand or left hand. So if I needed actually, for example, I have exactly if I like to start is the option to start with the left one because Allah did not tell me which one first exactly. So the Sunnah came to control us because the Quran in general give you in general idea, no detail. The Sunnah came to explain it to you. Now, for example, somebody exactly has like a problem in the hand like this. And he cannot take this exactly because he has injured so and so. What I have to do? I cannot wash this. I cannot wash, access the belt now or the wash, whatever exactly it's hurt you because it's going to hurt me. So what I have to do? Yes, wash the part which is showing from your skin. And when you come to the area which is covered, bring the water and go through or in a top. Sunnah and the Quran, Islam is a beautiful religion. Doesn't mean exactly you have to take it and you have to suffer like a brother. For example, in the winter time. And when he making wudu, I say exactly, Alhamdulillah, make it by cold water, let me suffer to more good deeds. Who told you that? Yeah, go and make it warm. Because Islam doesn't come to punish you. So in the winter time, because we live in the United States, we live in a cold weather, so make your the water exactly warm. Nothing wrong with it. But the brother said, you know, it's more cold, and the brother is shaking the cold water. The Islam doesn't tell you that. Now, so how many wash we have to do with Sheikh Abdullah? Two. Number one, Sheikh Omar, face. And number two, your hands after what? Your hand up to the elbow. That's the condition. So Allah wash exactly mentioned two washes. Number two. فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ. I have no problem about this to wash. Everybody knows. Washing the face, washing the hand up to the elbow. I have a problem with this one here. The last part of this ayah. وَامْسَحُوا مَسْح. Allah mentioned, when you come to these two area, Allah mentioned the masḥ. What is the meaning masḥ in Islam, in Arabic language, Sheikhna? What is the meaning masḥ? Huh? Rub it, right? Msahu. Allah mentioned these two. وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ. Masḥ. Don't wash. Allah doesn't want you to wash your head. To wash your head. Allah wants you to do what? Masah. So what you have to do is bring the water and you go through your head. Wait a second here, Ya Allah. You didn't mention how far you want me to go for washing. In a front, half, three quarter, one quarter. Shall I go over all the hair and make masah? What is the sunnah say? The ulama are divided. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said, it's enough for you to make that exactly that the front of your ear, it's what's enough. Because Allah, he did not tell you how much you need to go for masah in your head. All of us, we know the masah in the head. But the problem is what Allah mentioned here, وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. And he mentioned, when he mentioned the feet, he mentioned it as a masah. To rub it over your what? Your feet. Wait a second here, Ya Sheikh. We confuse. Here is the problem, brothers. According to the Arabic language, we have Sheikh Junait. You could ask him and question him in this, in the Arabic, because he's the one he teaches the Arabic language. And the Arabic language, you need to be a specialist. It's not anybody to quote, teach the Arabic language. You need exactly to go deep in the Arabic language to understand the language of the Quran. Allah, when he mentioned the masḥ here, he said, بِرُؤُوسِيكُمْ. Because the ba, if any word starts with ba, will be exactly make it the word with kasra. If you find in the beginning of any word the ba, Sheikh Abdullah, he can tell you about this. If we found any word start with ba, what is the rule in this word to say it like what? Yeah? Biru'u sikum, right? You make it gar, kasra. Biru'u sikum, that's why. Look at the book, you find under the scene is what? Under the scene what you have? Wake up with me. Kasra. All right. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he got bring exactly the head, it has a kasra, biru'u, see. And when we reach wa arjulakum, the foot, he put it fatha over the lam, wa arjulakum. But according to the Arabic language, if we understand the language, it should be the fatha here, put it under the lam, and we said, بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُولِكُمْ. But Allah, he make it here over the fatha. But in another exactly interpretation, recitation of Al-Quran, you could say بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُولِكُمْ, because both of them have the same rule, because it started the first word with ba. So what does that mean? You confusing us, yeah, Sheikh Mustafa. That's what we need. We are confusing now. We need to go for detail. Give us, yes. The ayah here carry two meaning: ghusl and masah. When we make it ghusl, if you make it ghusl, as you saw it now, show it in the book of Allah, which you carried now. If you make it wa arjulakum, the arjulakum will be related to wujuhakum. Over the ha, you have fatha, and here wa arjulakum, that's mean when Allah mentioned wash your faces, wujuhakum wa aydiyakum, both of them has fatha. So Allah, he put it exactly the lamb over lamb also to follow the same rule. When we come, he mentioned ru'usikum, your head. He said biru'usikum. That mean mash for ras. It's mean the head. When he reach you arjulakum, arjulakum, it should be in the language wa arjulikum, because it taking the same rule of ru'usikum, biru'usikum, wa arjulikum. So if you say it, leave it as a fatah, it will be related to the same rule when Allah mentioned washing the face, wujuhakum wa aydiyakum, fatha in both. So the arjulakum here will be related to exactly ghusl, washing, and taking the same rule. That means to give you permission to wash your what? To wash your what? Feet. Because Allah, he mentioned two things you have to wash it. What is that? Wujuhakum, it's mean your face. Aydiyakum, it's mean your hand. So if we put the fatha over the lam here, that mean the rule in the wudu, you must wash your feet first. It taking the same rule. And in another exactly interpretation and another recitation, you could take the fatha from arjulakum, it's mean your feet, and put it under the lamb. And we could make the same rule wa arjulikum. So if somebody exactly sitting with me today while we recite the Quran, and you say there, and wamsahu biru'usikum wa arjulikum, hey Sheikh Mustafa, what happened here? Why you make it arjulikum kasra under the lamb, which it's showing in the book of Allah, lamb over the lamb is the fatha, wa arjulakum. What you talking about? Both of the recitation are valid. From who? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we say wamsahu masah بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ, that's mean مَسْح over your head, وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ, if you say it by kasra, it's the permission to go and make مَسْح on what? Your feet. If you say it by fatha, وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ, as you said here, it will be exactly غُسْل, you wash your feet. So from this meaning, my brother, to make it easy for you, the word of arjulakum, yes, is right. Related to wujuhakum wa aydiyakum by fatha, the previous ayah. If you said, you could say it wa arjulikum, because of the rule here, if any word start with ba, the second word also take the same rule to be with kasra also. Biru'usikum wa arjulikum. Right? Now, that's to prove for you the mash is valid in the book of Allah. That's number one. So when exactly, when is the masḥ, when I pronounce exactly, I say the word of arjulakum by kasra or by fatha? Huh? Wake up with me. By kasra. To take the same rule of masḥ, because when Allah mentioned masḥ, it means ra over your head, because you're washing your head or you make masḥ over your head. Huh? Tell me. Masḥ. And the word here of wa and. When anybody, I said exactly, Sheikh Abdullah and Sheikh Omar, I saw them walking in Chamber Street. So both of them are exactly is taking the same rule. Their description in this sentence, both of them walking where? In Chamber Street, not somebody walking in Broadway. And somebody, I cannot say Sheikh Abdullah is and Sheikh Coker walking in Broadway and Chamber. It's no, they must both of them exactly walking where? In one of the exactly the street. When I said Sheikh Abdullah and Sheikh Coker, I saw them walking in where? In Chamber Street. So both of them, the description of these two Sheikh walking where? In Chamber Street. Therefore, also the same thing here. Biru'usikum. وأرجلكم الواء here and وأرجلكم be and make masḥ over your head and your feet. And when you do, because the wow, it's mean and, so the أرجلكم by كسرة, it should follow the same thing by برؤوسكم. So when you say it by كسرة here, the feet shit, it's exactly you what you have to do with the feet, masḥ. So whoever deny masḥ, he will be against the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has to make tawbah. And what else? What is the sunnah? What is the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba? Open all the sahih. All the sahih. Proof. Count it with me. Ali ibn Abi Talib, he used to make masḥ in the socks. Umar ibn al-Khattab, he used to make masḥ in the socks. Go review. I give you evidence for that. Imam al-Tirmizi, he gave you explanation about that. Abdullah ibn Umar, the faqih of al-Madinah, the great scholar for this ummah, he used to make masḥ in the ummah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu ardah, he said this word, who claimed that the masḥ is not in the book of Allah, that's mean he exactly rejected this ayah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, the teacher of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. So from this meaning, my brother, this rule here, when Allah make the masḥ by your, for exactly wrap of your head and your feet, masḥ, when you make it by kasra, it will be masḥ. When you make it by fatha over the lam, it will be ghusl. And this is exactly whoever. And what is the description of the socks? As Ali ibn Abi Talib in his fiqh, Umar ibn al-Khattab, is this name exactly is enough for you when you mention Ali and Umar or not? Is mention is enough for us or not enough? Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. So both of them, they used to make math. And what is the fiqh of that? Your socks doesn't show up your skin. Heavy. Some people in the summertime, they wearing a socks and the socks is very light. And remember, this is the action of Ali and Umar from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Exactly the major, exactly the khuf. Khuf in the language, it's making like this. They used to have it. The khuf cover the two ankles, leather, make it from leather. Sometimes you find the brother step inside the masjid and they have a leather shoe. That's called what? Khuf. And based to that, Umar and Ali radiallahu anhu, or Abdullah ibn Umar, ibn Mas'ud, what they said, the socks will take the same rule of khuf with the one condition. Must cover the two ankles, which is the two bones in your feet. Must be answered. Somebody, so what I have to do, a sheikh? Yes, in the morning, wake up for fajr. Go, what you have to do? Make masḥ for masḥ or ghusl for your feet? Ghusl. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ related وُجُوهَكُمْ أَيْدِيَكُمْ by fatha. That's number one. And the same rule will be exist after I put the socks, heavy socks, doesn't show my skin, cover the two bones in the side of the both feet. And what about if I lose wudu like 11 o'clock before the dhuhr time? I go to the bathroom even if I have water. And I could make masḥ one time, sprinkle of water, masḥ over the socks, and masḥ in the other socks in the left side. Both of them valid, and your wudu will be valid. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بخاري ومسلم للمقيم خمس صلوات وللمسافر ثلاثة أيام. The Muslim permitted to go for masḥ for the resident, the one who are resident, for how many salah? Five salah. And the one who travel for how many days? 3 days, 15 salah. So to make it easy for the people, I have the water, yes, I have the water. But the Prophet ﷺ give us something in a sunnah, call it permit. Permit. Can it, those who make it over the leather shoe, they have right according to the action of Umar and Ali ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Umar, this great scholar, they used to make masḥ in the socks, but the condition to cover what? The two ankles, the two bones in your two sides. That is the sunnah of your Prophet ﷺ. If you don't feel comfortable about this, my brother, that's up to you. But our job, we need to explain the deep language of the Quran. Yes, in the language of the Quran, you have right to say بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ. Even if I said وَأَرْجُلِي, and you find it a fatha, أَرْجُلَكُمْ, both of them are from علماء اللغة, the language of the Quran. Both of them are valid, because if you study the Arabic language, the here, the ba, that's why we say بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ, and the other one should be also وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ. And we say the أَرْجُلِكُمْ, it should take the position of masḥ to rub over the socks, inshallah. You could review. If you need evidence, I have with you. We'll prove the evidence, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach all of us the Quran and Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us, inshallah ta'ala, to love each other for the cause of Allah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory for our brother and sister in Lebanon and Palestine and Iraq and Kashmir and Chechnya and everywhere. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of us from the enemy of Islam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of us from the shaitan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make difference between us, inshallah ta'ala, and to be safe from all the confusion and fitna in this life, and to be resurrected with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu in the highest level of the paradise, Jannat al-Firdaus, and to be inshallah ta'ala saved from the hellfire and the punishment in the grave, and inshallah ta'ala to guide all of us, inshallah ta'ala, our children, our mother, our sister, our daughter, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deed. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khayra. If you have any question, inshallah ta'ala, next class I bring it with you, inshallah ta'ala, to discuss it, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khayra, wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah wa lak shaykh Allah kirim. I feel brother, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, okay.
We know alcohol is haram.
Alcohol.